All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up from page Shin Chaf, Klali HaMishpat, bottom section. Yeshnam Shiva Klalim. There are seven different principles or seven rules. Shavahem Kalu Kol Tikun HaMishpat Shal HaAdam. And it's in these seven rules that everything that a person needs in order to go ahead and better himself, lift himself up. Tikun literally means to fix, but it doesn't. We'll use the word refine, to refine himself. What are these seven principles? Aleph, Hashem rotze b'tshuva. We'll say principle number one is to recognize that the Ribono shel Olam wants my tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get back up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to repair myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be better. Lo ba'atzus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to live my life in a state of sadness. And again, I both said the novelty of this is, even when I fail miserably, and there's good reason perhaps to be upset or to be sad or to fall into the throes of depression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. Tamid lifnei hakol yivara liatzmo. Ma Hashem rotze. You know, we'll say in general, we always ask ourselves a fundamental question, which is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? So what does God want from me in any given circumstance? She'es ya'ish. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to despair, to give up hope? O she'es chazek ve'es tshuva. Or does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to be strong and ultimately do tshuva? Vadai shirotze b'tshuva. And of course, the answer is unequivocally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do tshuva. So we'll say, so clown number one, is the Ribono Shel Olam wants tshuva. In other words, we both say, remember, the klal that's not mentioned here, although it's the klal which precedes everything else, which is failure, is part of the fabric of the human condition. We fail. That's a given. So now that failure is a given, I would say, so the seven, so principle number one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get back up. He doesn't want me to wallow in it. He doesn't want me to lose myself in it. He doesn't want me to give up hope. He doesn't want me to live a life of despair. He wants me to try to figure out how to go ahead and strengthen myself and figure out how to return back, even though, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and deep down I know that I'm going to fail again. I'll fail and I'll fall again, hopefully not in the same ways. Hopefully, again, each time I'm being mechazik myself just a little bit more. But that's principle one. Principle two, beis, vidui dvarim. Literally, again, confession with words. Ya'aseh vidui al chatov, api adivrei harammam shalamadnu. Most of these seven principles really are just a review of pretty much everything we've learned. Number two, when doing tshuva, it is very important to do vidui, to articulate, to confess one's sins verbally. Based on the way the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tshuva, dahainu, vidui, charata, slicha, v'kabbalah, lo lachto lahabo. I will say this refers ultimately again to confession, to remorse, to request for forgiveness, to an acceptance, to a promise to oneself for the future, not to repeat this same negative behavior. Ume'achar shu yodea, sha'adayin in b'kocho lo lachto. But so I will say, before we get to this piece, so vidui d'varim, I will say, is a very important piece, which is in order for a person to change, so they have to articulate what the problems are. Shabbos said, the Rambam in his incredible wisdom understood that vidui has to be bepeh. Person has to confess their sins with their mouth. Why? Because until I confess and I articulate my averos, so it's easy ultimately again to cover it up. It's easy not to confront. It's easy to call it something else. And therefore, confession is an indispensable first step in tshuva. It's not designed to make me feel worse. It's not designed to go out and make me feel more guilty. Just the opposite. It's designed to allow me to acknowledge my faults and my frailties. Because if I don't name the demon, then at the end of the day, it's virtually impossible to confront it. So the Rambam says you have to go ahead and you have to vidui. Ume'achar shiyodea shadayin in b'kocho olol achto. So you want to say, here's the problem. And we spoke about this. In the Rambam's model, part of tshuva is that a person accepts upon himself, ul'olam eini chozer ledavar zeh. I will never go ahead and repeat this negative behavior again. So you remember again, we spoke about this idea. It's beautiful. I'd love to be able to promise that I'm never going to do this negative behavior again. Here's the problem. I can make that promise. I'm happy to make the promise. Let me promise what? Okay. Right? It's no guarantee. How could I make a promise something I can't guarantee? V'lachin, ich yikabel al atzmo lo lachto, ya'abor l'klal abo. So we'll say, then again, we come to the coming principle. Gimel, page Shin Chaf Aleph. And we'll say, here we come to an incredible yisod, which is often overused, but nevertheless, unequivocally true. Hashem eino nosi nisayon, shehu me'al hakochos shal ha'adam. Literally, the Ribbono Shel Olam never gives a test to someone which is above their abilities. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, it's not above my abilities. Perusho, she'eno nosein lo nisayon, she'en bo kocho la'amod bo ulatakno. That ultimately, again, that a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives a nisayon to someone, the she'eno nosein lo nisayon, she'en bo kocho la'amod bo ulatakno. That ultimately, again, it doesn't give someone a nisayon that is not within his power to withstand el atakno, and to refine himself. Al yidei she'ilmad va'al yidei she'yispalel ad she'yiske la'amod bo. Ultimately, again, through learning, through tefillah, until a person is able to ultimately withstand this challenge. V'lochein, zoyu kabbalah. Suppose this is amazing. So the Mechaber says, when a person goes ahead and says, Uli olam eini chozir l'davar zeh, I will never again commit this avera. What he's ultimately saying is, he's not making a guarantee for the future that I'll never engage in this negative behavior. What it is, it's a commitment, it's a promise to try to be better. I promise that I'm going to live differently. I promise that I'm going to do differently. I promise that I'm going to strengthen myself in different ways. Ad sheyiske la'amod bo, until I find the strength to be able to do things just a bit differently. V'lachin, zohi kabbalaso, shemekabal al atzmo lilmod al ose inyan shenichshal ba, ulehispala l'kayim ha-shalamad. So I said, this is an amazing, this is such an incredible interpretation, because those of us who have learned the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva understand that out of all Hilchos Tshuva, we'll say in general, I always say that people think, you know, the most complicated body of halacha is Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kashrus, whatever, Yaradeya, whatever you want to say. The most complicated body of Jewish law, we'll say, is Hilchos Tshuva. Right? It's Hilchos Tshuva. Because at the end of the day, again, Hilchos Tshuva are the laws of change. And the laws of change are the most exceptionally difficult halachos on the face of the entire world. So when the Rambam says that part of tshuva is a person takes upon himself, Uli olam eini chozir l'davar zeh, I'm never going to commit this aveira again. So what does that mean? So the Mechaber says, what that means is, I've identified my weakness, and I'm going to try my best to go ahead and remedy it. I'm going to try my best to address it. The olam eini chozir l'davar zeh, I will never do this again, is not an absolute promise to never fail again, but rather, it's an absolute promise to try harder. And how am I going to try harder? Through davening, through learning, through behavior modification, through identifying the triggers, through all of the different things that we know we have to do in order to avoid negative behaviors. The Zem Ovi also call a button. Both say this brings us to the next principle, which at least we'll start. Principle Dalit, page Shin Chaf Aleph Dalit. Limut. We'll say a person has to learn. Yikbali atzmo zman b'choyom lilmad al hanose shetzarach latakin. Both say this is amazing. Person has to spend time every day devoted to learning about the particular weakness or the particular challenge they have. Limud b'svarim. So, supposedly this is amazing. In other words, what he's saying over here is, I struggle with a particular aveira. So I have to devote time to learn about that aveira. To learn, well, not as much to learn about the aveira, but more importantly, to learn how to remedy that aveira. So we'll say every aveira represents a weakness in a particular area of life. Every weakness has to be bolstered. How do you bolster your weaknesses? So number one, by identifying it, right? Number two, by pledging ultimately again to strengthen it. And number three, by learning strategies how to become better. Right? This was like anything, like learning strategies how to become better. What are the life strategies I need to learn in order to combat this weakness? And I will say again, the beautiful part of Torah is that Torah contains all of these strategies. Limud b'svarim, he says, you can see it's a little bit dated. Shmias diskim al hanos echadoma. you can get yourself some tapes, right, or some CDs, right, about how to go ahead and on shiurim, right, about how to go ahead and address some of these issues. V'tzarech lilmod heitiv v'lachzor u'lishanin es limudo. And I will say, we'll stop over here for today, but understand, this is an incredibly profound idea. Once I understand what my weakness is, I have to learn strategies to cope with that weakness. I have to learn strategies to strengthen myself in that area. Torah could help me with that. So we'll say, here's the amazing part. Sometimes we identify a particular weakness, and what we do is, okay, say, I'm going to learn more. Or I'm going to say more till I'm going to daven more. That's fine, but we'll say, it's almost like if a person has an infection, and they say, okay, you know what, I recognize I have the infection, I'm going to take ibuprofen. So I'm sure ibuprofen helps in some way, but you need an antibiotic, right? I mean, if I don't take the right medicine, then although the ibuprofen might be doing something, it's not accomplishing what I really need for the particular ailment. It's the same thing in ruchnius. So a person can go ahead and say, I'm going to daven more, I'm going to learn more. That's fine. That's like the spiritual ibuprofen. But I need to learn and I need to daven in ways directed towards my weakness. So wherever there's a weakness, there's a body of Torah, there's a body of knowledge that could help bolster that. Wherever there's a weakness, there are tefillos which can help with that. So the idea is not just figuring out how to learn more or how to daven more, but how to learn or to daven in a way that helps me bolster this particular weakness and ultimately address this particular challenge. We'll stop it. We're going to pick up with this in Meretz Hashem more tomorrow. Shkoyach. A challenge.